In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a story of a king. His name was Aranti. And he was fasting in a forest for about 40 days with his family. He was in a secluded place. When his fast was complete, people brought a wonderful feast of sacred food, prasad, for him and his family to eat. Just when he was about to eat, when he couldn't go without food any longer, a Brahmana, a saintly person, came to his little hut and said, "I'm very hungry, please give me food." So he fed him completely. Then he sat down with his family to eat. And just a person from the jungle came in. In fact, he came in with a pack of wild dogs. And he said, "I am very hungry, and so are my dogs. Please feed us." So Ranti Dev fed his whole family, and he fed this man from the jungle and all the dogs. And all that was left was a little water. It was just enough to keep him alive till more food could come, which was a long way. And when he was just about to drink that water, trembling, another man came. This person was considered by society to be just a useless person. No culture, nothing. Just living in the jungles. That was the way society saw him. He came and said to Ranti, "I'm thirsty. Do you have water?" And Ranti saw him as a child of God. He offered him all respect, all affection. And then he recited a prayer. And in my personal life, this prayer that he chanted it's like a landmark that I believe all spiritual people should be striving to reach. It encapsulates the spirit of Dharma, of Bhakti. He prayed to God, to Bhagavan. He said, "My dear beloved Lord, I do not pray to you for elevation to the heavens. I do not pray to you for the 8 mystic yogic cities or perfections. I do not pray to you even for liberation, mukti. My only prayer is wherever you want me to be and whatever birth you want me to take, let me be willing to give up my life to show compassion for others." And then he said, "By giving this very poor person this water, I will never be hungry, never be thirsty, never lament, morose, ever again." And then he gave him the water. At that moment, all those personalities who came begging, they manifested the forms of Brahma, Shiva, Surya, great devatas. They wanted to show what kind of a person Ranti Dev truly was. And they also gave him food.
And after this situation, Shukadeva Goswami tells, his entire kingdom was enlightened. Everyone was God conscious. What a leader does, the common people, that becomes the standard of what's truly valuable.
The greatest need in the world is leaders.
And everyone, in whatever situation,
whether it affects a few people
or large quantities of people, we all have the opportunity to be leaders,
to live with integrity, to live with compassion. But it's only truly possible in a sustainable way when there's a deep foundation within our hearts of inner peace, inner satisfaction, inner love and compassion. And that is the purpose of yoga. That is the purpose of religion.
That is the purpose of life, to awaken our true potential. Each one of us is a divine being. Each one of us, in whatever capacity, has an opportunity to do something wonderful in our life.